And good Tuesday morning, everyone. It is that time of the day, business of the week. And of course, returning today, this is her first time, but the business returning, Sisters Homestyle Entrees, Tanya Flipson is with us today. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Bill. And you're good at pronouncing my last name. Thank you.
I told you how I remember it.
Yeah.
Golden Girls reference. That's right. I love my Golden Girls. Now, you do something different than what we talked with Angela about yesterday. What is your position with Sisters?
Okay, so I am the actually marketing person. They like to have fancy names, so I am the business coordinator there. So we do a lot of spreading the word about our business, about our meals. I actually get to go out and do presentations. I go to expos and conferences, and just making people aware of what we do and how we can help people with our meals.
That's pretty important part. People have to know you're there.
Yes, that's true.
Now, yesterday we talked with Angela about the gift store, which sounds amazing, and I need to get to it. I have not been yet.
Yes, you do. You got to get your last minute shopping in there.
Got to get my first minute. I haven't started yet. And I know the mail won't get there in time. So.
No, not at this point, no.
Now, aside from the gift store, can you tell us what Sisters does, what it's all about?
Okay, well, Deb Davis is our owner, and she actually has quite a cool story. She actually had retired from food service, and she was just looking for a hobby. So she was wanting to help people in the community to be able to have home-cooked meals that maybe they're someone that doesn't like to cook or someone that has a hard time cooking for themselves. So she actually started it as a hobby, making meals for people around town. And she at first did everything herself.
Right.
She'd prepare the meals, she packaged them, she got her husband to deliver them around town. And this was 11 years ago. And it went over very well. She was starting to sell about 200 meals a month, just locally.
That's a lot.
So she realized there was definitely a need for it. And then at one point, she realized the people that needed the meals the most were the ones that couldn't afford the meals.
Yeah.
So that's when she went through all the hoops and regulations to figure out how to have them covered by the state of Iowa through the Medicaid system.
Mm-hmm.
So within a year or two, she was able to set up having the meals shipped statewide once they were covered through Medicaid. So that means we had a dietitian that went through our menus with us, and then we have the USDA inspectors on staff too every day, making sure that our food is quality. And that way, being provided by Medicaid, they can be shipped anywhere in the state of Iowa. So
that's really cool. That's a big area.
Yeah.
That's a good size area. Yeah.
So, once that all happened, she went from those 200 meals a month, she had to get a new facility to get all these meals packaged. So now we have this 35,000 whatever square foot facility.
I hope she still doesn't do it all by herself.
We started in that tiny little shop on Main Street, but that didn't take long to outgrow that.
That's a great story.
Our facility has a shipping department, a packaging department, a full-blown state-of-the-art kitchen, a test kitchen. So, and then we have all our office spaces on the second level, too. So it's not a hobby for Deb anymore.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of the best businesses are started like that from the heart as a hobby.
Yes.
You see a need, and, you know, the best needs are the ones that touch people personally.
Definitely.
So I like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's so
now,
true.
I forgot to ask, but do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do. It's very easy. Just type in sistersentrees.com and it'll come right up for you.
Oh, I can even remember that. Yeah. I've been to your website, actually.
Have you? Good.
Yeah, I have. I like to check everything out.
Yeah.
I went to you guys' website a couple months ago, actually.
Okay.
I have a list of places to go downtown. I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. I came here in July, and my hours are so weird here because I'm here, you know, before the sun comes up.
Right.
And a lot of days before I leave, everything downtown is closed.
Oh,
so,
yeah, you know, that makes it kind of tough.
Makes it rough, yeah. I get out when I can. Yeah. Now, you guys are Medicaid covered.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes. And the great thing is anybody can order our meals. It doesn't matter your income or anything like that. Yep. Yeah. So if you, if you're light going on websites, ours is simple, sistersentrees.com. And then you can click on the online entry at the top and it'll bring up our whole menu. We always have 20 menu items to pick from.
Wow.
And three of them are always going to be breakfast. And then we do change our menu every 3 months.
Okay.
So we have a really great variety. And Deb really wants to focus on comfort foods that most people like.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these other places, you might order meals. Sometimes you can't pronounce them.
Right.
And then you wonder what's really in it.
Right.
That kind of thing. So,
well, I was going to mention, you know, you see all these TV commercials now for these big, and I've priced these things. Good Lord.
Yeah.
These big home delivery meal. One even comes with your own oven. Have you seen this one?
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes. You have to buy their oven.
What the heck?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me tell you, ain't cheap.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But folks, when you order from Sisters, it's coming from your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right here.
Right.
So
right.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That means you're going to bump into Deb on the street.
Right.
That's really, really cool.
And then
cool.
You can compliment her on her homemade meatloaf and her homemade lasagna.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Now, this is good for, as we were just talking, anybody. Say, say you're a busy person.
Mm-hmm.
You just need things in the freezer.
Right.
You can't, like me, I get home at night. I may not want to cook.
Oh, definitely.
Might want to just pop something in somewhere, you know.
Yep.
But also for folks, I mean, go down the list, Tanya, goodness sakes. People that just had surgery.
Yeah.
People that are recovering from things.
Yeah.
Or just people, there you go. See that? I knew in advance. Now, another thing, my mom, 72, relatively healthy. Mm-hmm. But I do worry about her.
Right.
And,
and it's hard to cook for one person.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So,
even two or three sometimes.
That's right. Who are you telling?
Yeah.
But, you know, families in financial need, like we talked about, and they're covered by different programs, aren't they?
Right, right. Some of them are, yep.
Yeah.
So our meals through Medicaid, it's the biggest one is the elderly waiver. There's there's a disability waiver, which covers a lot of people also.
Okay.
I think there's an HIV and a couple different ones like that also.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're really great meals to have in your freezer anytime, but especially in the wintertime, you know, when people don't want to get out. And And now, you know, the groceries are going up and up.
Oh,
so
constantly.
This is an awesome way to cut back on your grocery bill.
That's right.
And then if you're like us, you know, the other day we made a big pot of chili and, you know, we ate on it for, it's always good the next day or 2 days later.
I think
later.
It's better the next day, right?
Right. But then by the fifth or sixth day, you're starting
you're
to wonder if you should still be eating
that's
this.
Right. Tired of it and you're sniffing it and you're wondering. That's
and
right.
And then it ends up in the garbage. So you paid for the groceries and then a week later you throw half of them out and it's, so these are so convenient.
Now, I didn't even think of this, but a wedding or baby shower gift?
Definitely,
new mom does not want to cook.
No.
So this is
not
fantastic.
When they're up all night with a crying baby.
That's right.
That's last thing you want to do is make a pan of lasagna.
That's right. And wash the dishes.
Exactly.
Yep. Or wedding up all night with a crying husband.
Well,
you don't
want to. There's that, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, that's another, you know, I didn't even think about it. You pop Sisters entrees in and no dishes.
Right.
No fuss,
right.
No muss.
Yep. It's all, everything comes, it's recyclable.
Oh,
all of
amazing.
That too. So,
that is fantastic.
Yeah.
College kids.
Yes.
Man, this is.
Yep. Get them off those frozen pizzas.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of us tend to live that way sometimes.
Right.
Now, I didn't think about this either, but dietary concerns.
Yes.
So I can call you guys and go, hey, I can't do this, and you've got me covered.
For the most part, I mean, we have one menu that we go on, but we also, when we ship out our meals, they get a menu that has the dietary information. Okay. So it'll show how much sodium, how much fat, how many carbs. Wow. So each person can go through and pick what meals work for them best. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of seniors probably struggle with too much sodium, that kind of thing. Their doctor's always yelling at them about that. So, you know, I mean, some meals are going to be higher in sodium if you get your gravies and things like that. Yeah. But then, you know, they can look at other items that we have. And like I said, every 3 months we change the menu too. Yeah. So then you always have new options to go off of.
And as a heavy person, I just thought about this. Portion control.
Yes, that's definitely.
Right. That's right. Yep. Because folks, let me let you in on a secret. And I hate to burst anyone's bubble, but these big expensive diet plans where you order the meals and they ship them to you, it's not special food. It's portion control.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
So sisters can do the same thing for you at probably half the price.
Oh, yes.
Have you priced some of these diet companies?
Yeah,
lately?
They get pretty spendy. Ooh. Yeah. And then some of those you end up having to prepare yourself.
Yeah. You open the pouches. You have to get the pots and pans out.
Right.
This, you just pop in.
Yep. You can go right from the freezer to the microwave. Some people will maybe let it thaw, you know, one day or something, and then they just microwave a little quicker, too.
But it's not necessary. You can just pop it straight in.
Yep, and each one has its own heating instructions.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, so, and of course, every microwave is going to be a little different. So I would usually just, you know, pop it open. There's a film over the top. Just vent it. And then go 2 or 3 minutes, maybe stir it a little bit and go a couple minutes more because we'd rather you didn't overcook it.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. And this is food actually, you might as well say homemade.
This isn't
big factory food.
Nope. We are lasagnas. I try not to be in-house when they're cooking the lasagna.
I was just thinking.
She's got the big sheet pans, and they layer the noodles with the meat sauce and all the extra cheese. And and then lasagna is thick. So we actually have deeper containers that our lasagna goes into.
Wow.
Yep, so.
That is so cool. This is a great service, Tanya, and I think it sounds amazing. Can't wait to get into the gift shop and one of these days, I'm going to sit down and tear open an entree or two.
Definitely. Yep. You got to get your freezer full.
That's right.
You know, those blizzards are going to come eventually. So.
Well, let me tell you, the other weekend when we had that snowstorm come through, of course, it wasn't as bad as we thought it would be.
Right.
But still bad.
Icy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I drive a really small, light car, and I was a little nervous.
Oh, sure.
So I only left my house to come here, actually.
Yeah.
But my point being, situations like that, I mean, blizzards in the Midwest, you might get a foot of snow.
Oh, definitely.
Who wants to go to the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a freezer packed with this. You got a happy family.
Yep. Look Turn the that. TV on, cuddle
That's
up,
it.
And pop in a sister's meal.
Blankie on the couch, sisters in the oven. That's
there
all you
go.
Need. That's
Perfect.
Right. And it is sisterseentrees.com. What's the phone number over there?
We're at 515-332-1928 is our facility.
Mm-hmm.
And 604-6202 is our gift shop. And you can stop in our gift shop. We have our freezer set up, and Angel will take you right to it.
Yep.
You can pick out a single entree just to try it, take it home. And those are $6.50 each, which it's pretty tough to go anywhere and get a meal for $6.50.
I was just saying, you can't fast food for $6.50.
No. I had told some people recently, my 19-year-old and I were out in Fort Dodge, and he took me out to lunch. And I said, well, we'll just stop at McDonald's. We were kind of in a hurry. We went up to the kiosk, and he punched in his big double bacon cheeseburger combo. You know, he finds the biggest meal he can get.
That's $10.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was like $10.17 before I put mine in.
It's ridiculous.
So then I just punched in. I just wanted a filet of fish and a small drink. I didn't even get fries. And it was $17 or $18 for the two of us.
Folks,
and I didn't even have fries with that.
There are no dollar menus anymore, folks.
I said, we're not even going to McDonald's anymore. For a buck more, we could have went somewhere like Applebee's.
A sit down plants, right? Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because you can, a lot of them have the twofers, but I tell you what they don't have. You can't get a 650 entree.
No, you cannot. No.
I stop at a, and I have to be careful where I stop being a vegetarian, but there's one particular fast food chain that has great crinkle cut fries.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm addicted to crinkle cut fries. That's why I look like this. But, you know, it's $4 for an order of fries.
Isn't that crazy?
It's, for $6.50, yeah. I can pop in downtown and get a sister's entree.
Right, yep. You can get the homemade roast beef. You can get the lasagna. We got crab Alfredo. You know, the list is endless. And we still have the breakfast items, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of customers that just love the breakfast. That's all they order.
Well, I can eat breakfast 3 times a day.
Yes.
And eggs, healthy as can be.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
I've got to stop this before I gain weight sitting here. You're the second restaurant I've had in the past month, and I think I have gained 11 pounds
just talking
to you guys.
Yep. Right. I know it.
All right. That is Tanya Flibson from Sisters Homestyle Entrees. And Tanya, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning?
Yes, I will.
Wonderful.
If you'll have me.
Well, we'd love to have you. You brought us food. You're welcome
anytime. Yes, I hope you guys enjoyed our entrees. I got a little variety for you.
Tanya knows the secret to radio people. Just feed us.
Yep.
We're like strays. You feed us once, never get rid of us.
There we go.
All right. Tanya from Sisters Entrees will be back with us tomorrow morning, and I'll be back right after this.